one outstanding thing that has to be confronted. George made the deal, and the only reason it didn't go through before you ever even heard about it was that he couldn't get the $45,000. He was going to do it behind your back, then he was going to get all of the books, and I think he'll know the rest. That means that the court may very well be disposed to give the University of Science and Philosophy $45,000, period. It doesn't matter who goes to jail or doesn't. So that may end up being an outstanding bill. But I think when you prove that you had surveillance teams terrorizing this community, but you also have to remember that Prince Charles sits on the board of directors of the University of Science and Philosophy. That's as high as you can get in the Committee of 300, friends. So that's, you know, I don't know if you have guts enough to wait until that decision is rendered by this judge or not. I think he was left quizzical, yes, but very obviously there had been a contempt of court.
Margie has another question.
If this offer is not accepted, where does that leave us with Doris probably going to jail perhaps, and with the whole case? Where does that leave us? Fighting all the case, right?
You want that one, Commander?
No.
We are obligated to support Doris because she is our employee. And as such, we have to protect her. We have to figure out some alternative which will protect her.
Well, I just wanted to see the other side of the whole case.
If I understand the question that Marge is asking, she's saying that if we do not settle and George does not settle with US&P, and the court rules that Dharma is in contempt, then what happens? Mr. Dixon tells us that we have 30 days to appeal the action. We have quite a lot of, I believe, irrefutable evidence that it was not Doris that violated the injunction.
Yes.
Although the point is made by their side that the statements made by Hatton in the Liberator at that time urging people to purchase the books were violations of the injunction, and at the same time he does not ascribe to Dharma the same position as a secretary. He presumes that she is in complete control of whatever goes into the newspaper. I think Dr. Young was able to disabuse him of that impression to some degree. And of course, you know, downstream of this whole thing is probably the greatest trial, there ever was, because even the Scopes trial would pale in comparison.
Yes.
Say again?
I said yes, I agree with that.
So you don't really want it to go completely away?
No, and I'm sorry. I know that you are so full of mercy and compassion. That's one of your qualities that just endears you to me. And I like to think I have some of that too, but at this point I'm so infuriated by all of his acts, and the fact this is George Green, and the fact that he is now acknowledged to be CIA and everything. It seems like anything other would be almost, I think we have to go for it.
At the expense of Doris going to jail?
That's not even known at this point. I understand that it is a possibility. I was in that discussion when we discussed this with Gene and Fresno. I don't know if the judge would allow this or not, but perhaps Betty would volunteer to be a surrogate for
I don't think they'll put her.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You can all get up and dance up and down and get cited for contempt of court, and everyone can go. And you have to understand that right here in your state of California, who would like to repeat what you were talking about at supper last night? Mm-hmm. How many prisoners are they going to, criminals, they're going to release?
7,000
to 21,000.
Yes, 7,000 to 21,000. They're going to release criminals in the state of California, claiming they don't have the money to keep their jails open. They're closing one. Mm-hmm. They just opened a big prison down in Palmdale area, and they're going to close the Mariloma Sheriff Station because they don't have funds to operate. That's not logical.
Now, you take this fierce, nasty, rotten, criminal grandmother who has sold a book on God, even if she sold it. Don't you think probably he might withdraw most of the bad sentence? Although you can't count on it.
No.
You know, we'll make a big example of this grandmother.
Right.
On the other hand, don't you think that he would come closer to giving her a suspended sentence, you know, if we let it go as a felony on her record?
No.
And a $45,000 fine would probably be his ruling.
When you look at that judge, you think he's going to take you and send you away. You can't guarantee that you won't go to jail.
But what about your protection, Commander? I know...
We're going to leave Commander out of this.
That's right.
Mr. Cleary has a comment.
Sure do.
Well, he's old enough to listen. He doesn't mind going to jail. He spent 35 years in jail. Ruined the Catholic Church and moved on.
More than that, add 12 more. Here's what I got to say. And let's get done with this thing. It's a bother and a bore and a mess. And it's blocking all the great things that we
could be doing.
I don't care what it takes. If we got the money, let's get rid of it. George Green is a son of a bitch. Period. And I would tell George this to his face and then I'd kick him in his butt. Etc., etc., etc.
Well, you and Bobby are being hard on the rear end.
That's not the case.
Well, we've got those covered.
Right.
But this guy makes sense, so I...
That's not the game for us in the moment.
Yeah.
Let's do it. EJ, do it. Whatever you see, do it. Get it done is the only thing that I'm saying. Let's get this guy out of our hair. And any other place that you might happen to be.
I would like to ask a question to the Commander. What is our agenda as an operation here? I agree with Ed Cleary unanimously, wholeheartedly, because my own sense is that's not our... We only have 24 hours in the day. And if, Commander, if our objective here is to expose the hosts through the court system and win one on George, then we should put effort into it. I don't see that as an honorable effort for us with everything else that I sense on the agenda with 24 hours in the day. Therefore, I get us the hell out of the room and get on with other things.
Never mind.
And you set the agenda.
I would prefer that... that the books not, that the opportunity not be lost if it could conveniently be held in abeyance as far as those four volumes are concerned. It is not the volumes that are important. Those have been written, and as much as anything, you may as well face it, Ed Young. Jermaine wrote them to make sure that Ed Young would read them.
Well, he might have time to get to them eventually.
Well, you were just a little late getting here. make sure someone tell him that we're going to, we're sifting things. And we, quite frankly, are trying to shift it so that Dorma is freed up a great deal more from the paper as such. Where we did write it all, and now we have writers. We can, if necessary, we found out two things. One, that there is enough material now flowing for confirmation from ones absolutely pressing, just get it out there, please, until we could write a 200-page paper 5 days a week. So we have to be guided and restricted according to our assets and our absolute ability to do physically these things. On the other hand, it is through this kind of public attention that your own confirmation and the revelation of the presence will be made. And I believe that the time has apparently come where some of this can begin to be just passed out. It's hard to let go. And especially when you're letting go during the sorting period, it is like you let it go to George. You let this go to George. You let George handle this, and George thinks of that. And now you see what kind of a predicament we are in trying to get it undone. On the other hand, these are the most valuable lessons and experiences that you will ever have, because so many things have been brought into play by these very experiences that were able to cover corporations. You are literally now in the knowledge of the capability of forming a business society. Right. Correctly. And you also now have, you're having your examination, do you see? From all the lessons, it's been graduation time at this level of progression. You are getting your examples and you're getting your final examination. Will you pass it? Yeah, you will. Because as these things become visible before your eyes, you get more interested. As you see the proof of the pudding, let us just say, in corporate structure, there won't be a one that will not listen to every word that court tells you. Because what you perceive may be your little teeny, me corporation, and you can't even separate from it, and you don't even know what it means, you can relate to Transamerica. They don't want you to do this. The elite don't want you to do this. They have kept this over here for their own use and their own security. But they, to get you stopped, have to cover their own loopholes. So they're not going to do that. Not until it is long gone. Doesn't mean they won't do it eventually. But it's one of the last things they're going to be able to use against you, the people. Because that cuts their own throat. On the other hand, it may come down tomorrow. What have you lost? You will still have some measure of security. If it all stopped tomorrow, all of the benefits of a Nevada corporation stopped tomorrow. But I believe that you're going to see how you can work as Transamerica and protect whatever your name is. You will learn to forget your name. That'll be the most important thing that you will learn to forget. And don't go through this thing about being marked by the beast. You were marked by the beast before you ever considered coming back in enslavement. That was a choice you made before you ever were a glint in that eye. So when you go through this whole, don't take the mark of the beast, nobody knows what the hell you're talking about. You're talking about a barcode, tattoos, mark on the forehead. No, it's the mark on the soul. Don't take the mark on the soul. This whole thing is a lie. This whole thing is an illusion. Don't let yourself confuse reality and illusion. Please.
E.J., do you want a vote by us of which side we're thinking is proper?
We're ready for that.
E.J.?
Rob has a comment.
I think we've got this offer before Dave Orton right now, correct? So just let's see where the wind blows and what George decides. Then we can decide what to go from there instead of making a, you know, that way we're seeing what he's made of.
Good idea.
Karen, loud.
Were the printing costs adjusted to the $1.50 price? Have we gotten any confirmation from the printer that that's really what the bill is, not including Coleman's book, Chaos in America, all the other books that George had printed with him?
No, we haven't made any attempt to segregate those costs.
Because that could be a sizable amount that would be going in George's pocket again.
That is a very large printing bill. When
well, but who gets hurt if you don't pay the printing bill? Did George get hurt, or is it Chuck?
No, but it's just
you've got to establish. That's the point.
Yeah, I mean, was Chuck doing, making two bills out, and it goes back to George? I mean, it seems like we keep paying George to screw us.
Is it possible that Chuck didn't know what was going on, and if he did know what was going on, then certainly he's responsible and he shouldn't suffer with it.
No, Chuck did not know what was going on, to the best of our knowledge. This was told to us at the expo through his intermediary. And he was simply putting out the books for $1.50 plus volunteers, and no more, no less.
And we couldn't understand why we hadn't brought in any more recently.
On the other hand, Chuck did some pretty nasty backbiting because of what George was telling him.
Yeah, and I'm not saying don't pay Chuck. I'm saying let's get a little bit of proof. I mean, George is the type of person to say, Chuck, writing up a bill, I need to show this to somebody just because of their own relationship. I mean, we could be getting bullshit, bogus bills. Excuse my English.
We understood it.
Well,
what would you do, Karen, if 20,000 was allocable to other books and 20,000 was allocable to the journals?
Let George pay for it.
Yeah, and the settlement.
He has the book.
Fine tuned. If we're going to go in that direction or fight it, I mean.
EJ.
Yes.
One thing that I get from what Karen's saying is we need a direct contact with Chuck to see what the bill actually is from Chuck, not through George Green. That's, I think, valid.
That would be useful.
Okay. Is there any reason why you couldn't make a counter offer for a settlement to George Green?
Which he isn't going to lie, knowing him, or it seems it's that counter offer sounds like the best way it should be, but of course I'm biased. I'm sure he has another view.
Yeah.
Counter offer is certainly more equitable.
It's sure not cheaper than $12 million in jail.
For George, which, see, that's what I don't know. As a CIA agent, is he going to skate because of he's just playing the game for them? Or is he really on the line for that kind of stuff? And if he's on the line for that kind of stuff, then we should very definitely get a very favorable settlement, because we have been injured, I mean, just grossly. Each of us, myself, and my meager investment in the institute, it affects my family. I'm incensed.
But by settling, the truth is that we're paying him because that money was originally for the institute.
Do you want to risk that this is a sting operation and he gets away with everything because he's protected?
It might be so.
Well, Ben will know because he wouldn't. He'd just keep trying to shove it at us.
That may be the way of it.
Well, the offer's out there, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see how he responds. We can still renege or...
That's not whisper.
I'm sorry. We can just see how he responds to it and go from there.
I don't know how the CIA works with getting agents off and stuff like that. It seems like they use as much blackmail as anybody else in and force of their own agents as they do people who they're operating against. And that might be why George appears to be willing to negotiate, because even if he is a CIA operative, he probably knows them well enough to know that he may get screwed either way. And that may be why he's willing to negotiate with us, because both sides, both us and George, are taking a risk in how the outcome will turn out if we don't make settlement somehow. And that's just a question in my own mind.
I read or heard something recently that a CIA operative working in the United States, when they're caught, the CIA will have nothing to do with it. They're on their own, because it's illegal for the CIA to operate in the United States by law.
It depends on how important they are.
I certainly am not afraid of coming off looking like a loser in this matter. Perfectly all right in my psyche to lose as long as we get rid of this particular item. That's the thrust of what I had to say, and I want to reinforce and re-emphasize it, that whatever it takes to get rid of this guy, fine. And whatever loss we take in the matter, in the long run, we're going to get it. I know good and well we're going to get it. I'm not afraid of it in the slightest. Let's get rid of this guy. Boom!
Save so much time and energy.
Money well spent to get rid of it.
I think so.
Right. But there's good lessons that we've learned. So, you know, don't look so much at getting rid of him. We've learned lessons. We've been to court, and we've seen, had some experiences that are more valuable than anything. Now, but that doesn't mean we can change.
Let's get some more different kind of lessons.
Let's try big money now.
What would happen to the lawsuit about copyright? If George can settle, does that mean then they're giving up their right to, are they saying that they withdraw their copyright suit?
No, not necessarily. They may be saying that, but they would insist on keeping at least those four journals. And I think you should let them have it and then have a big burning party when they decide that's what they want to do with it. And unless it is convenient to go in and fight it in a court of law, if you can have a hearing on that issue, whether or not that is actually copyrightable, I think it should be heard, because it's not copyrightable material. Is not written in the kind of format that is like a novel, or it doesn't fit anything. Nobody has even looked at the material. This is the interesting part. They had secretaries go through, and if there was anything that was similar, it was written down. And if it was identical, it was written down. And it was planned to get it to this point, so know that there's going to be a lot of stuff to argue over. On the other hand, in the arguing of it, everybody grows and learns a great deal. So it would be nice to get it separated out and be able to do that next October when it would have been hurt anyway. It would also be good if you want to go ahead, if you get it dropped, you see, you can go ahead and petition the court to meet the needs of those other books. We've already rewritten one, and it's better than the first one, so that one's not, that's the AIDS book. Although it does have Walter Russell's light frequency as connected with Tesla and Priority. So it isn't like it is useless. But it can take a little label stuck across his name. We did those pretty good. So it only takes a little bit of recognition here and there. And they gave the guidelines, what needed to be done to the five books. So there are really, truly only four books that really bother them. And that's the truth of God. And the mystery of light. So that can be separated out and maybe even maintained with those four books to be heard in a court of law before they are released or kept or banned or whatever they do. So that's probably where you would be. You would be able to just, you know, if you could bring it to a settlement. But you have to remember something. Those books do belong to Tax Free Distributing. Or if it is settled back with the court, then they would go back into the inventory. I don't think that Tax Free Distributing would be wise to go back into business, you see. It needs to go ahead and phase out. It would really be to Mr. Martin, who seems to work very closely with that distributing company, and since it was his original investment, he has an opportunity to bankrupt. And boy, that gets him off all records. So there are all sorts of games you can play here that would be to your benefit.
Margie has another one.
Yes, I think that we are not in the business to do anything detrimental to George Green, no matter what he's done to us. We're in the business of doing God's work. Even though we may lose money to take an offer which we can both accept, we've got to get on with our work, and we cannot possibly have Doris in jail.
Thank you.
And therefore, I think that if the Institute can afford to accept whatever offer George Green comes back with, even if we have to redo it again to end up with something not quite as much as this, but close, if the Institute can afford that, I don't think we should be letting this go on and on and on. We got to get on with our work to do for God. And it may make us lose money, but we are going to gain money in other fields in future times, and we got to get back into our work.
Well, you're not ever going to get rid of lawsuits.
No.
This is a part of your life, because you may not go take your gun and shoot somebody, and they're going to continue to be coming after you. So there is still, remember, the no sale on that property.
Yes.
That one's going to have to be in court. You're going to have to counter the paper that ran those articles. And Luke Perry, you've got to do something about it. That will undoubtedly come to at least a hearing of some kind.
But none of that puts Doris in jail, and none of that has anything to do with our book inventory, so that we can get on with selling the books that we'll get back and keep you out of jail.
True.
Yes, we will have lawsuits of other natures.
You will consider them actually quite entertaining. It's already entertaining, you see, and you all better hear me well in this town. Jason Brent is already at work. He wants Ben Austin, who is his very best friend. He wants that position as supervisor. He is already differing with the opposition to get him not to run, so he won't have the competition. He's already making calls all over town to find out exactly what these people are going to do, called the Eckers.
Excuse me.
Isn't it remarkable that he would be afraid of these two? Isn't that interesting?
Excuse me, please.